Welcome to What's Your Ministry Podcast, an extension of McCoy Solutions University. I'm your host, Shamika The Real McCoy. I help business owners, entrepreneurs, and individual students use their God-given gifts and talents to serve in kingdom expansion. My prayer for you today is that you leave here equipped and empowered to combine your personal and professional life to speak one language ministry in the marketplace. Enjoy today's show.
Hello, good evening to everyone. Thank you all for joining me. It's always exciting to be with you all one more time. And again, we are here tonight for a very, very important topic that I'm extremely excited to share with you guys. The Holy Spirit placed this on my spirit and shared it with me multiple times. So I'm excited to dig in with you all tonight. Now, before we get started, welcome, 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 welcome. I often say this is welcome once, welcome twice, welcome three times for Jesus Christ. So you guys have been welcome. Make sure you go ahead and click the subscribe button that's here on YouTube. Someone who combines their personal and professional life to speak one language, that's ministry in the marketplace. We want to make sure that they're receiving this content that they can use to bless their lives. So, Holy Spirit, we just thank you for being here tonight. I thank you for the opportunity to use this platform to showcase you here in the marketplace. I pray that you speak to those who are listening tonight, even those who are watching the replay, that you speak a word to their hearts where they're able to receive what are you saying in their personal life as well as in their business. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with you all. What's Your Ministry Podcast is a platform for a community. And the purpose of this community is that we are purpose-driven people. We're discovering, we're activating, and we're walking boldly in what God has called us to do. Because ministry, you guys, ministry is not just conformed and confined to a church building. Ministry is our assignment. Give me a hand clap if you agree that ministry is your assignment. You understand your assignment. You might need some help understanding what is your assignment, what has he called you to do. Connect with me. I am a marketplace, ministry, business, and marketing coach. I help entrepreneurs, business owners, and students execute what I'm talking about here in the marketplace as well as in their business. And so with this ministry assignment, it's called to those who are to create influence, to impact, and make sure that you're obeying Christ here in the marketplace. So tonight, we're stepping into a conversation that feels uncomfortable to some, but is necessary for many. And that topic is the power of silence. Can you guys relate? Have you ever had to be forced to be silent, forced to sit with that silence to really hear what is God saying to you? Welcome, welcome. Thank you, Alexis, for joining us. Make sure you drop your name, share your city if you like to. Let me know where you're joining us from. Be sure to get that activation guide. Stay connected in all those ways, and I'm going to continue to move forward in the message. As you already know, I'm a person who likes to talk back, so don't be afraid to drop those. So as I was sharing, this is an uncomfortable topic at times. It's the power of silence. In a world, we live in this world that's full of notifications, a world full of opinions, even distractions. It's so much noise going around that we have to silence our thoughts. And we have to sit with that silence to hear what is Holy Spirit trying to say to us. Maybe he's trying to get a download to you in your business. Maybe he's trying to give you specific instructions as a mother, as a co-parent, as a entrepreneur, a kingdompreneur. But we have to be able to sit with him to hear what exactly is he saying. So this thing, what if this thing that you're praying for as you're sitting with God, that you realize that in that time you're sitting with him, you need clarity, strategy, direction, instructions. All of this has been waiting for your willingness to be still. And so that's what God is really saying. That's the message that's going forward tonight. Are you willing to be still? As you all know, we are in season 5 of the podcast. This is technically episode 2, which is really episode 54. If you're connected with the What's Your Ministry podcast on all digital platforms, it's technically episode 54. And so our first episode last 2 weeks ago, because we go live bi-weekly on Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I talked about this birthright blessing. And we don't want to miscarry what God has placed within us. Some blessings are not really lost. They're a lack of our placement because maybe you've been distracted and maybe it was premature. You had a premature moment and maybe it was noise that was drowning out God's voice. So as we're adding on to that, how not to drop your calling, how not to drop that birthright blessing, I want to talk a little bit more tonight about creating a room. I'm moving back my hair so you can see my ear. Is that you're creating room to listen. And you're hearing me pausing throughout this message in case the Lord wants to interrupt the notes that he has given me. You have to create room to listen. Room to listen beyond the noise into kingdom instruction. Into kingdom instruction for. Yes, yes, yes. I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement. I see some agreements in the chat. Just dropping that on the screen so it could be seen. I see some hand claps. Yes, yes. You are following along with me. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And as I continue moving forward, I want to share a few more things with you all tonight. The power of silence is really about listening, observation, and kingdom strategy. And you'll notice when you're sitting still, I found, too, that sitting still leads to moments of breakthrough. And I really want to share with you guys is that how this episode came about is that I noticed that God was repeating a message to me. This lesson that I kept hearing multiple times. And I said, okay, it's not just for me. This is also for your people. And really honest, it first started with my mother. My mother said that you have to study to be quiet. That is a scripture that's found in the word. You have to be intentional about being quiet. Then I went to church and my apostle said, have you ever heard this old song? You talk too much and you never shut up. You guys might have heard, maybe you've heard that song and it really was talking about you're talking so for the Holy Spirit to speak back to you so you could listen. Listen to what he's saying. Then from there, I heard the message again. Maybe I was at this networking event. And at the networking event, they said, today, make sure you listen more than you speak. Be intentional about listening. And then Holy Spirit came through for the fourth time. And I heard about that in this time of listening. As you're listening to others, God is actually revealing wisdom. I love that. I love that about Holy Spirit. So go ahead and drop right now. It's my first poll question for you guys. Give me a thumbs up when you can see the question on the screen. a thumbs up or a comment in the chat to let me know you can see that poll question. And the poll question is saying, which is the hardest for you? Is it being still, listening without interrupting, waiting on God, or staying silent during conflict? Okay, that poll question is up. Let me know. Let me know perhaps which one. Drop it in the comments if you can see that poll question. And let me know which one you might have a challenge with. So for a little bit as I continue moving forward, if you drop it in the chat, I want to give you some live coaching here on the spot and then kind of address that area and hear what is Holy Spirit saying within this hour. So feel free to drop that comment. My first teaching point is that noise blocks discernment. Also, it's over-explaining can delay instructions. And God often speaks in stillness, and constant talking can overpower spiritual sensitivity when you're talking too much. I'm going to go ahead and check in the chat, in the comment section, and see what numbers we have. To be honest, okay, to be honest, all of them. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay, I'm going to pull that poll question up one more time and then just pause for a brief moment here to hear what is Holy Spirit saying. The question is, which is hardest for you, being still, listening without interrupting, waiting on God, and staying silent during conflict? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Waiting on God. Waiting on God can be a challenge. Sometimes I've discovered that often we're speaking too much to others, and Holy Spirit wants us to speak to Him. And as we're speaking to God and we sit with God, meditating on His word to hear what is He saying to us, what instructions is He downloading, so that we can follow. And I really encourage you, as you're waiting on the Father, as you're sitting with Him and meditating on His word, is to do this in silence and create a routine of doing it as well. Create a healthy routine of sitting with the Father. As we're continuing, I want you all to know is that there is a resource that is available to you. You can immediately begin to use the tactics that I'm talking about tonight. Immediately use these instructions through a guide that's available to you. I download this resource. You download this resource, but I created this resource for you called an activation guide. And that QR code is on the screen right now, so you can utilize this to sit with this message as you reflect on what I'm saying in the silent instructions. And downloading pieces for your business, download this free QR code, this free resource that's available to you. Just scan the QR code that's on the screen, download that, and sit with that guide and answer those questions. And this is a phenomenal resource, as I said, that's available to you. It's available here on the screen, as well as in the notes section, and on multiple different places where you can secure that activation guide as a resource to you. So this resource, as I shared, it ties into protecting the vision and nurturing purpose from a quiet position. You don't have to announce everything either. You know, honestly, as I look back in business and different clients that I've worked with, is that sometimes announcing things prematurely can create this overwhelming sense of pressure that stops you from moving forward. Instead, learn to work by moving in silence. Moving in silence and creating a consistent pace, still moving forward. Learn how to do that. It takes time to learn how to do that by sitting in quiet. It important that you do it for maturity. It's important that you utilize this skill set to move forward. So really, guys, silence is a spiritual discipline. Say this with me out loud. Silence is a spiritual discipline. It's a spiritual discipline. Oftentimes, you'll hear me talk about kingdom principles, how to combine kingdom principles in the marketplace. This is one of them. And this teaching exercise that we're going through tonight, prayerfully, you're able to apply what you're learning, download that activation guide, and continue moving forward in your growth process. Well, good news, guys, I have another poll question for you. I'm going to drop this question for you on the screen. And this second question here is, have you ever realized later that God was trying to warn or guide you? He was trying to guide you in a specific direction. And how often is this process taking place? Some more key points. I keep moving that ear back. It's listening. Listening reveals strategy. Observation prevents unnecessary mistakes. Go ahead and drop that one in the chat. That observation prevents unnecessary mistakes. I'm going to drop this in the chat for you guys as I highlight a few more notes that Holy Spirit shared with me. Observation prevents unnecessary mistakes. So something that I noticed in business, this is a really good business example for you all as well, is wise people study patterns. That's so good, I had to pause with that. Is that wise people study patterns. We do this in marketing. That silence helps us to discern character through observation, and it's really protecting our destiny. Here's a good business example. Have you ever sat in a business meeting, or maybe it was a personal meeting, and you have to go through an area of negotiating? You're presenting contracts. You're in the networking room. Maybe you're in an interview. Maybe it's a leadership meeting. Is that in this moment, when you present that contract, have you ever noticed the person that overtalks loses? The person that's speaking too fast loses. And so one of the strongest business principles and business examples I could give you in negotiating is that once you present your contract, once you present your proposal, then sit in silence and wait on the response. It could be uncomfortable to sit with this, but this is a very powerful tactic in business. As you're negotiating contracts in different rooms, in different networking rooms, maybe you're interviewing, as I shared, or maybe it's a leadership meeting, is that you are learning to sit with that silence. Powerful. Person who talks less often learns more. Talking less helps you to learn more. You're able to observe and watch the room. I mentioned something powerful here tonight. It's that silence during negotiation creates leverage. And many people talk themselves out of opportunities, out of God-given opportunities, when they could be sitting in silence, using observation, and using these principles that I'm sharing with you all tonight. So key scriptures here to tie in with this message is that you don't have to worry. It's because the Lord fights for you. You only need to be still. That's in Exodus 14 and 14. Some teaching moments I want to share with you is silence can preserve your peace. You don't have to respond to every question that someone asks you. You can sit in silence to preserve peace. Silence is also a spiritual warfare tactic as well. My apostle, Latina Johnson, at Flawed and Free, did a whole series on spiritual weapons. Just giving a plug there for where I serve and where I'm being fed at, is that it is a spiritual weapon. Silence builds endurance. And that temporary suffering produces maturity. This is a skill that's developed as you're learning to trust God more. And this is also connected to don't miscarry your calling. Here's some things in continuation with that. Don't miscarry your calling, because many people miscarry their calling because they respond emotionally. They quit doing discomfort. They're seeking validation too early. They become distracted by the noise, and they react instead of listening. Now, all these things I shared, if you're taking this time to sit in silence, you can prevent some of these things that are occurring, because God is giving instructions for you to move forward. Every delay is not a denial. And some seasons are really seasons of preparation. If you're looking for more instructions, more assistance to help you in this process talking about tonight, to reflecting on those questions, what noise do you need to disconnect from? Where has God been trying to get your attention? And what would change if you listen more this week? Again, I have a resource available to you to use as a guide. And that resource is that activation guide that you could download. You'll see that QR code on the screen. So make sure you check out that guide. It's also linked here in the chat as a resource to you. That QR code is on the screen. So download this resource available to you as the topics that I'm talking about. Maybe you're watching the replay, or maybe you're attending the live right now. This is some continued resources available to you as you go throughout your week. And so as I'm kind of bringing this to a close, I think I might have two closes here. It's tonight. Which one of these words stood out to you the most? Was it still, listen, or to trust, or peace? And I'm going to take a moment and pause and wait, see which one stood out to you the most. Let me know which one of those stood out to you the most. Drop those comments in the chat. Whether you're here live or on the replay, still drop those comments in the chat. I still can connect with you. If you're enjoying this content and you want more information like this, more resources to assist and guide you on that path moving forward, be sure to join my email listing so I can shoot out these resources to you. Let's hear what some of the comments, some of the words that were highlighted. I want to speak about listening, pause, and peace, all the above. Okay. It's time to listen. I just want to briefly, I'm going to take a moment and pause here live. Holy Spirit, as we're listening to you, as we're listening to your guidance and your direction, I just pray over each person that's on this live tonight, listening to the replay, that you steal their minds so they can hear from you. In the midst of this noisy world that we're living in, I loose peace. Peace to be still, so that we can hear what is the Father saying in our life and in our business. a few more notes I want to share with you tonight. Thank you guys for commenting in the chat. So I just want to sum up the highlights of tonight's conversation. Some key takeaways. These are three key takeaways. One is silence helps you hear from God clearly. I keep moving back so you can see that ear. It helps you to hear clearly what is he saying. Two is observation gives you wisdom and strategy. I shared this business tactic that you can use when you're negotiating contracts in networking rooms. Maybe you're in an interview. Maybe it's a leadership meeting. Is that you can use the power of silence in that process. And as you're being silent, you're also observing before you speak. And the third point that I want to share, 1, 2, 3, is that this stillness allows God to fight battles you can't control. I love that piece. To say that thing again, because it was so good to my sanctified soul, is that stillness allows God to fight battles you can't control. My God, I felt Holy Ghost power. I'm going to read it one more time. Stillness allows God to fight battles you can't control. And so God, right now, in the name of Jesus, my God, as we are creating space for you, for us to be still, God, I thank you that you are going before us and fighting our battles. I thank you that you have equipped your children with the helmet of salvation according to Ephesians 6. My God, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith we are wearing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the belt of truth wrapped around our waist, and the gospel of peace as we move our feet, oh God, to deliver the messages you have called us to deliver. Father God, I thank you for this stillness that's taking place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And as we're wrapping up, as we close tonight, remember that the power of silence, I want to leave you with this, is silence is not always emptiness. Sometimes silence is instructions. Sometimes it's preparation. And sometimes it's protection. And sometimes it's God creating space so you can hear him clearly. Many of us pray for direction. We're praying for answers. And we're praying for the next steps. But tonight, I want to challenge you. I'm challenging you to not rush out of silence just because it feels uncomfortable. Don't fill every quiet moment with noise. Don't move prematurely. Don't talk yourself out of what God is trying to reveal. Make room for his voice. Make room to sit with his presence. And make room for his strategy. So this week, guys, remember to be intentional. Intentional about creating moments of silence so that the Lord and what he's trying to say to you can get through with that listening ear. Thank you for joining me tonight. It's always a pleasure to be with you all bi-weekly on Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you all again for joining. I want to address a few notes I hear here in the chat. Is that thank you, Father, for giving me ears to hear and peace to be still, to hear the Holy Word and victorious guidance. I love that. I love that. God is so good to us. You're enjoying these resources. Perhaps you're able to join here on the live. Go ahead and scan the QR code. This is a continuing source to help you as you move throughout the week, the month, and even step into the new month that's coming up. And this is an activation guide where you can answer those questions, reflect on the message that was shared tonight, and continue to move forward beyond this life. And so I invite you to subscribe to the podcast, share the message, share with somebody you believe he can use this, and then just sit with this content. Once you do all those steps, be sure to join us back here Monday, June the 8th, 2026. We'll be right here sitting in this spot with the next message to in professional life. And remember, I delight in marketing because it's my profession. The real key here is people, you who are watching now and on the replay, is my passion, and love is my superpower. So again, I'm your host, Shamika the Real McCoy. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I hope that you have a good night and continue to walk in purpose.
Thank you for listening to another episode at What's Your Ministry Podcast. Don't forget, real ministry goes beyond the Sunday morning podium into our everyday lives. Connect with us at McCoy Solutions University and at McCoy Solutions_ on all digital platforms. Have a blessed day.